Riverside Girls Wrestling, catching up at the holiday break with Coach Taylor Frain, the Lady Dogs. When do you get back to action here as far as competitions go, and what are going to be some of your expectations as you move forward with this group?
So today, the 27th, was our first day getting back into the practice room. So we got about 2 weeks right now before our first competition back from the break. So the 6th and 7th, we'll actually be heading down to Missouri and see some different teams, try to get away from all the girls that we have been seeing, try to see fresh new girls, a little bit of different action down there. Right now, I told the girls even at practice today, like, hey, we're in the long stretch right now where before we know it, state qualifier is going to be up. So my expectations right now for the girls is, hey, we hit the ground running right now. We need to fine-tune a few things here and there, but let's just get going, you know, and keep the pace. Let's get the intensity up, and let's just be hard-nosed, and let's get going.
Yeah, how valuable is this time here, this extra practice time, given it's probably a group, for the most part, that's relative newcomers to the sport? So how big of a luxury is that to have these practices?
Oh, it's huge. Having these 2 weeks, as the coaching staff, we're kind of looking at these 2 weeks as kind of like a regroup. You know, you get into that December month, especially for the girls, you know, they've been already going for 2 months, you know. That can get a lot on them, you know, you start getting tired and everything of wrestling, which I totally get, been there, done that. So these 2 weeks is kind of, let's take it easy, let's work on some things, but let's regroup and get going. And it's just very critical to have these extra practices because you're going to get back into shape after Christmas. You're going to fine-tune everything and you're going to get going. If we didn't have these 2 weeks, it would be a little rough all of January. So I'm extremely happy that we have these practices because they're a whole bunch of help for us.
Just recently it was announced Molly Allen is one of the top 15 finalists for the Miss Wrestler of the Year award. What's it been like to have someone of that caliber in the room working out with you guys?
You know, having Molly in the room is a huge addition for our girls. You know, she came in one day, and I had to ask her, you know, what are you doing here? And she's like, I'm here to practice. I go to school at Riverside now. It's like, oh, okay. But having her in that practice room is huge for us because she brings that intensity, that focus, and she's so smooth going from one move into the next. A lot of our girls right now kind of are one-track minded. So having her help us explain and kind of show how moving from one thing to the next kind of flows together, she's been amazing help for all of our girls, kind of helping us out, showing how things can be ran and what to look for, small detail-wise. She's just been a tremendous help helping all the other girls.
Coach, anything else to add here as you get ready for the second part of the season with your team?
You know, our girls, they've been working their tails off, and I can't be more proud of them. The biggest thing right now is just keeping them going and saying, hey, give me 5-6 more weeks of hard work, and you're going to be able to do anything in life. We just keep telling them that day in, day out, just keep going, keep grinding, because get through all this, you're going to be looking back on these days and they're going to be so proud of themselves, just as much as how proud I am of them and how much they're doing. So they just need to keep going, keep grinding, and we'll see who's on top of that podium at the end of the year.
Thanks a bunch, Coach. Good to talk to you.
Yeah, good to talk to you.